I had some excitement. You know, it used to get awfully cold here in winter, so just terrible cold. And sometimes some people, they used to, for several years, quite a few come along, ask for something to eat, you know, or to stay all night or something. And this one morning, I was just washing the dishes, and my husband, I saw my husband come in from the barn with a fellow with a big beard, old fellow. I just thought it was some fellow. I expected, my husband usually say, "Well, Mom, have you got anything to eat for this man?" That's the way he'd want me. So that's what I expect him to say. So the two come in, and I went on washing dishes expecting my husband to say that, and he didn't. And our kitchen there on the ranch, it was kind of opening. It goes that way, just, and a big opening. And he come in that opening, and he wanted to know if I was George Ruffner's mother. That would be his grandfather. And I said, yes, he was a young, my son George, his grandfather was a young boy, not a grown young fellow then. And I said, yes. And he took out a pistol. I don't think it was this long, but it looked that long to me. And he said, you know, if he was here, I'd just shoot him. And I looked at that, and I looked at the other end of the kitchen was a cellar door. And I looked at the cellar door and then him, and then I calmly went on washing dishes. I figured if he wanted to shoot, he'd get me before I got to the cellar door. And he talked that way a while. It seems it was in the hard, that was in the hard times in the 30s. And my boy George was working with this fella. And they was in some homesteader's cabin, and he wanted George to do the cooking. Well, in those days, unless you had everything in tin cans, why, mice would get in it, you know. And, well, George didn't know too much about cooking, and he claimed George cooked him some rice that mice had been in. And he'd shoot him for that. Then after a while, though, and my husband, I looked at him, but he was behind him, and, you know, he didn't dare to make any move to help me because he had that pistol. If it was loaded, you know, it might go off and shoot me if he didn't know it. I noticed my husband looked pale. Then after a while, he broke open the pistol and showed it wasn't loaded. But that was kind of close